Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
My number one album, big shocker to me, also Folklore.
Whoa.
Are you ready to dive into all things Taylor Swift?
Good for a Weekend is the ultimate podcast for any Swiftie.
With new episodes dropping bi-monthly, as well as bonus episodes to give you real-time reactions to the latest rumors and news, it's your one-stop shop for all things T-Swift.
We also love connecting with our fellow Weekenders, so be sure to connect with us on Instagram, Twitter, and or Discord to share all your Taylor thoughts.
Good for a Weekend is available wherever you get your podcasts.
I know.
Folklore just is... that, like, it's a perfect album.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, Iconic Army.
Bora, hey.
So Tableau is coming out with a new song featuring RM, and Tableau himself put out a TikTok about this and talking about how it's really going to be without much promo because the song is about very personal topics. And according to Tableau, it feels like journal entries. And he said specifically, RM's verse is so personal and about very like sensitive topics. And they recorded it before RM went into the military. And because it was so personal, Tableau held onto it, afraid to publish it because he just didn't want to put all of RM's business out there. And then I guess a little bit ago, RM texted him and was like, Young, where's the track? You know, like, I've been waiting on it all
right.
this time.
We recorded it forever ago.
Right. And so Tableau's like, are you sure you're okay with this? And, you know, after a little bit of back and forth, he's like, yeah, you know, let's hear it. So the song is going to be coming out this Friday, May 2nd. Maybe when you're listening to this episode, it's already out.
Yeah, it's this week. Yeah.
So literally a couple days from when we're recording it, but it's called Stop the Rain. And when I heard the title, I was immediately like, this is amazing. And they worked on the title together and worked on the song together. So both the title and the song itself incorporates themes from both of their music, with rain being a common theme.
I love that.
I just think this is going to be such a cool collab. When they worked on RM's album Indigo together, you know, they loved that collaboration. That was one thing that Tableau said was a reason why they wanted to collaborate again. But I think this song is going to be a totally different vibe.
Yeah.
And really getting into like those, like, I don't know, insecurities or emotions or tough times or, you know.
Yeah. The way that he talked about it made it seem like it is so personal that mm-hmm. it is as if it came out of their personal journals.
Yeah.
But he also made it sound like so much time has lapsed since they recorded it that he just didn't know if RM would feel the same way or be in the same place or want to put out that message now.
Mm-hmm.
But also he held on to it probably because he thought it was too personal and needed that extra permission, that extra okay,
right.
You can definitely publish this. But yeah, super cool that this is not going to have a whole lot of promotion around it. And so Tableau is telling RMs to do what you want with it and make it become what it's meant to become. Yeah,
I agree. And I think he's intentionally not doing promotion because of the sensitive topics in the song.
Yeah.
I think it's not one that he's like wanting to put in everybody's face, but I think he respects, you know, what him and RM worked on enough and respects RM to still release it, even though he does feel like, wow, these yeah. are like really intimate, like journal entry style topics and verses. I'm wondering, and also since RM asked him recently, like, where is it at? He must still relate to the lyrics that he wrote. It
yeah.
must still have impact for him. And so I'm just wondering what it's going to be about.
Yeah. I wonder if something happened in the military and
right?
it sparked a...
made him think about it again.
A memory of it. And he's like, wait a second, what happened to that song? Because didn't I say something about this?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So very curious to see. So we'll have to see this Friday when it comes out. And
yeah.
hopefully if you're listening to this episode Thursday, Friday, it's already out. Like,
right.
you know, let us know know. We'll probably post about it on our Instagram stories.
Of course.
Yeah.
Be looking out for it.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to it. But we are going to talk about gin today again, just like last week, but different gin topic today. Yeah. So we're excited to get into that with you all.
Yeah.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
Yeah, today we're going to hang out for about an hour and we are talking all about Jin. Especially, we're going to be getting into his performance in Seoul with Coldplay, talking about his tour announcement. Hello. Didn't expect that. And then all of the promotions for his upcoming new album, Echo. Ugh. So much has happened with Jin since the last time we recorded.
Oh my God.
Like, we thought Echo was a single. Yeah.
Right. We thought it was a single. It's like a whole album.
Whole album, whole tour. Yeah.
Yeah. The tour, very unexpected to me. So we're so excited to get into it. Before we do want to say thanks, Iconics, for all of your support, for listening, for being here, but even your extra support that you offer by joining our Patreon. So that way you can get episode documents, monthly virtual Iconic hangouts, and sound checks. If you're interested in supporting us in that way, please join us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Yes, thank you for being here, for all of your support, and of course, for listening. So yeah, let's talk just a little bit about Jin performing with Coldplay in Seoul.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't even know that Coldplay was on tour, but we got to see that there was a surprise entrance on stage out when Coldplay was performing in Seoul. So one of the nights, we saw that he was like addressing all of the signs and the crowd, and he was reading them and kind of making some commentary around some of the signs that were there.
Yeah, Chris Martin.
Yes, Chris Martin. There was one person in the crowd who was holding a sign that said, "Can I perform the astronaut with you?" And Chris Martin called him up on stage to reveal that it was Jin in the crowd with this handwritten sign. How cute. And so what's really special about this interaction is they both, when they get on stage and reveal that it's Jin and everything, and they're going to perform the song, they both kneel on the ground and they're just like kind of like excited at first, but then they bow to each other on their knees on the ground. It's just like the utmost respect for each other. Like it doesn't get any more respectful than that, I feel
deepest
like.
Deepest bow possible.
Yeah.
And I love the fan and crowd reaction to like realizing, because like, you know, like you said, Chris Martin's just kind of reading all the signs. Yeah. And he was like, "Oh, my brother, I see that sign. You want to perform the astronaut with me? Why don't you come on up here?" And people are just kind of looking around, and the sign's kind of like in front of Jin as he gets up there on stage. And it isn't until he kind of peeks out from behind it that you can really see that it's him.
Yeah.
And just hearing the whole crowd realize like, "Oh my God, it's Jin.
It's Jin of BTS."
Just amazing.
Yeah. I'm sure that there were armies who also listened to Coldplay that were at that concert, maybe hoping that Jin would make an appearance.
Right.
Yeah, very, very cool. Jin, of course, had his pink mic, which is iconic. Always got to point that out.
Doesn't go anywhere without it.
No, had his pink mic. And then Chris said, "Coldplay is the second best band in the world, but BTS is number one."
Love it.
How amazing is that, you know? He's like, "I'm not the best. BTS is the best."
Right. He's like maybe a little bit of fan service knowing that he's in BTS's home and, you know, but I love this camaraderie between these two bands that really has come from Jin's love and appreciation for Coldplay, that this relationship has been built. And so I just thought that was beautiful. I thought that was beautiful. Really sweet of him to say.
Yeah. They have such a unique friendship. You can tell. Just before going into record, I was telling Kayla, like, Chris Martin is so like touchy with Jin. Like, he puts his arms around him. They hold hands. That, you know, it's so cute to see, because I just don't feel like Chris Martin's as much as maybe in his culture to do something like that.
Right.
But it shows just how close they are, and maybe like a little bit of showing that more Korean culture of like touchiness.
Yeah.
To show like friendship and closeness.
Right. And I think that that's such a beautiful way to be like cross-cultural and to bridge that friendship more.
Yeah. And maybe it's a little bit of fan service too, you know?
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
Like, yeah. Dive into it. Why not? Yeah. But they do seem obviously
really
close.
Comfortable and sincere. Yeah.
And then, of course, we got to see them perform The Astronaut, which was amazing and everything. They did it at Second Stage. Jen's voice is so full, so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Chris really accompanies him and sings along so well. I love hearing them together. But Jen also surprised the audience on the last night of their soul stay.
Yeah.
And he surprised everyone by dressing like one of their alien backup dancers, like stage crew kind of person. Mm-hmm. And it was during My Universe, and he ends up taking off like the outfit. It's like a whole alien head that he mm-hmm. has on. He ends up taking that off during the song, and we realized that, oh, it's Jen again.
Right.
So it was cool to see that he was at two nights of the Seoul tour. Or yeah. Well, it's like the Asian leg of their tour, but they had several nights in Seoul. It was like four
or five nights.
Yeah.
I thought that, like, what a wonderful surprise to fans to not only be there on the first night, but also on the last night. I think it was unexpected more for him to be there on the last night, like, after he was there the first night, you know? And I loved the reveal of him, like, wearing that alien head. And there's, like, videos of him before he's revealed, like, dancing around on stage with the other backup dancers. Like, there's, like, another group of alien performers that are like, they have the instruments, you know. It kind of reminds us of the My Universe music video.
Yeah.
And then for Jin to be one of those, it was just like, I mean, another iconic moment, honestly. He took off the alien head. He like unzipped. He had like a safety vest on and to like reveal the Coldplay shirt underneath. And then he like performed the rest of the song with them.
Right.
Like, how cool.
Looking fine.
Yeah. I mean,
I've seen like slowed down Jin fan edits of him taking off that jacket. Like, it's not super sexy, but like anything in slow-mo, like removing clothing can be seen as that. It's just hilarious.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, I still loved the edit. I still liked it.
Of course. I can't believe you didn't send it to me.
I should go find it. I'll send it to you.
You should. Why not? He did look really good, though. Really appreciate it. And yeah, I just love seeing him on stage with Coldplay. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
It brought back a lot of memories of like when he flew to Buenos Aires and, you know, performed The Astronaut right before enlisting. It felt like a big, really cool full circle moment.
Yeah.
Especially now knowing that he's about to release another album and go on tour.
Yeah.
Like, it was really cool to see.
It's a very loving, harmonious relationship between the two. I think it's sweet that Chris Martin keeps asking him to perform with him.
Yeah. It's like, come anytime.
Right.
Yeah. That's how it feels, like an open invitation. Let's do like a BTS Coldplay concert tour combo. You know?
That would be cool.
That'd be insane.
That'd be really cool. Yeah. You know what I really want? I want like a Chris Martin Jin like Run Jin episode. That would be insane.
That would be incredible. Yeah. I bet Jin has floated the idea.
For sure.
Like,
Or even just a vlog of them like going out to dinner or something.
Right.
I want to know
what
they talk about.
Can you imagine the Coldplay members in like a variety show of like the Jin puts them through?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be iconic.
Yeah.
It'd be incredible.
It would be.
For Coldplay's next album release, you know, like that's how they should promote it. They should go on Run Jin.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. That'd
be absolutely
incredible.
It would put it on my radar. I'd be looking for that comeback
album. For
sure. Album.
Every single BTS ARMY would be listening to that album.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, come on. Also, just talking about Jin's pink microphone, I can't believe he didn't bring the pink mic to Kian's Bizarre B&B. I just have to say, like, perfect opportunity to, like, have the prop with him, you know?
True.
He should have. There was, I know you didn't watch, like, the last episodes yet, but in the last episodes, they convinced Kian to, like, go off ship to go out for lunch. Just like, please, can we please go out for lunch? You know, we're so tired. And in the car, Jin was driving, Kian sitting shotgun, and Jian in like the back seat. And they're like, you're the singer, Jin. Why don't you sing a song for us? And he just pulled some song, some like Korean classic out of his back pocket. But he just started, I mean, full voice, beautiful, belting it, just incredible. And I was like, this is why he's the performer that he is.
Yeah.
Like, that was his pink microphone moment for sure. But he, like,
too bad he didn't have in his bag.
I know, right? He could have pulled that out.
That would
right
be
then.
Hilarious. It would add a whole another level of comedy.
Yeah, I think so. A whole other level of planning too that he wasn't prepared for. But it was so good, and he got them to sing too. So
yeah.
Still watching Kian's Bizarre.
You are.
It was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was really heartfelt.
It is heartfelt from what you've told me. I should keep with it. I've been on White Lotus lately, but.
Oh, God. I need to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't have HBO, but, you know, I'll get on it.
Oh, yeah.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull, Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern. Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Okay, let's get back on task a little bit. Let's talk about Jin's newest album coming out, Echo. So Echo is going to be coming out on May 16th. And like we mentioned in our last episode, it was barely just like hinted at being promoted. And so we just thought, like, I think there was like a, you know, like a Times Square, like, video ad that just said like Echo 516. So we just thought at that time maybe it was just a single. And honestly didn't expect another album from Jin. Like, huge surprise.
Not at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been so busy with Run Jin and, you know, like Kian's Bizarre B&B, like, did not expect another album. Uh-huh. But, you know, we've learned since then that it will be a full album. And like Bethany said earlier, a tour is coming as well.
Yeah.
So we'll get into the tour a little bit later, but we do want to talk about the album and kind of the promo schedule, what we've gotten so far, what we have to look forward to. So we did already get the track list. We've gotten 3 sets of concept photos. We have gotten like a eye contact video, and then today we haven't seen it yet, but there's supposed to be some post on Instagram from what we can tell, because it looks like the old Instagram icon. And then later on in May, on May 11th, we'll get a highlight medley for the album, which we're both really excited about, because, you know, some other K-pop groups, like younger generation, maybe not as established groups, will do highlight medleys now, but BTS haven't done highlight medleys in years. Like, I think they didn't even do them since we've been fans. We've just found their old highlight medleys from like their first few albums.
Yeah.
But a highlight medley is so good because you get real little snippets of the songs, and so it really like hypes you up for like, oh, I think I'm gonna really love that song, I can't wait to listen to that song.
Uh-huh.
So even though it only comes 5 days before the album, I can't wait for that highlight medley. Like,
me
I can't
too.
Wait to get a taste of
a
like
real true taste of
yeah of what these songs are gonna be.
Uh-huh.
We've gotten a little bit of like a taste what we can maybe theorize from the track list and the concept photos themselves, but to actually like hear it, we're really excited for that.
Yeah, can't wait for it.
Yeah. And then so on May 12th we'll get a poster for the main track. The following day we'll get the official teaser for that track, which we know the teasers are always so good and leave us wanting way more. May 14th, my birthday. I just wish Jin could release it just 2 days early so it could come out on my birthday.
So close, but just barely missing it.
Still, I'm getting a whole Jin album as like a 30th birthday
yes,
present.
You are.
Like,
yeah.
What could be better? And an RM Tableau song like in my birthday month. So
that is true.
Can't go wrong, can't complain. But we're getting the like another poster on May 14th, and then of course the official album and music video release on May 16th. So very, very much looking forward. We have a lot to entertain us here in these first couple weeks of May. And we've already gotten the concept photos, and we are loving these concept photos.
So let's just kind of go through what we have gotten so far, some of the comeback promotions.
Yeah.
So the first set of concept photos that we got, this style is very, I mean, I just feel like the rocker Jin is his, I don't know, like his ego that they've got going for him, like the look and style that he has for at least, we saw it in Happy and we're getting it again here with Echo. But in the first concept photos, he's in an all Jin outfit. He looks stunning. He's in this like recording room area where he's got like tons of vinyl records all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
A retro looking like futon leather couch that he's laying on seductively, like looking out. Oh, amazing.
Dying over it. And honestly, like and this persists throughout all the concept photos, but his hair, the wig that he's wearing, the hairstyle, I love it on him. It's like this 70s, 80s style, like, shag, you know, like, male shag cut. It is so fucking good.
Yeah.
I mean, I love, like, the cut of the bangs on the side of his, like, on his cheeks, you know, where it hits him in his jawline, a little bit longer in the back, super shaggy bangs. Like, it looks so good. I love the style. I feel like
not many people could pull it off.
No, I agree with you.
He still makes it look good. When you originally sent me these concept photos, you had said you thought it looked like Beatles-esque, and I feel like it's very Rubber Soul-esque, where the Beatles kind of had this longer hairstyle too, but yeah, edgy like, rocker.
Yeah, it feels like that progression that like the Beatles went on, just like Jin's progression from like, for example, the Astronaut, that very like, you know, more rounded haircut. Even what we saw him with like Happy, and this is like the next era. It's like he's moving through the ages with his eras. Like I think the Astronaut with like that suit was more mod style, and then this is like getting into that edgier rocker. Like,
but that all be there on Happy. Like he had this like longer hair rocker look.
That's
too,
true. Though. Yeah,
but this is not quite like I'll Be There. Like this has more length in the front, like more bang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got like a Rolling Stones t-shirt on, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, this is very much, and like there's one photo with like an old Mercedes-Benz that looks very like 80s. So this is very much like putting him in those like 70s, 80s era with the style and definitely with the hair.
Yeah.
But yeah, he looks phenomenal in these, and it makes us think like, okay, this album is going to lean more classic rock maybe.
Yeah.
If you look at the second concept photos, this is really, I mean, leaning into that even more, because not only is it classic rock, but then it's like a little bit bad boy because he's in this amazing like red maroony leather jacket. Fuck. It looks so good.
Yeah. And he looks a little beat up. Like he's got like a little couple scratches on his nose. Mm-hmm. Looks like he just got into some fist fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Edgy. Yeah.
Very edgy.
Sexy.
He's wearing a Tom Petty t-shirt. Just like lots of like chains and like belt accessories. And he has like some tattoos on his hands, like stars and like black nail polish. Uh-huh. Very rocker. It's almost leaning a little bit more modern, like emo-y.
Yeah.
With like the accessories, but the leather.
Belt.
Yeah. The double belt is like give me 2006 emo.
Right.
God, it looks so good on him. Like if you haven't looked at these photos, I love this one with him up against the wall with the where you can really see
the industrial rolling gate.
Yeah. The industrial rolling gate.
That's what it is.
The graffitied industrial rolling gate. That's exactly what it is.
It's giving Run.
It is giving Run. Oh my God.
A modern day Run Gen.
This is modern day Run Gen right here.
Yeah. Who's turned a little emo.
That's my favorite photo that I've seen so far. We should post this on our Instagram story. Yeah. That's like, that he looks really so good in this photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but the one of him laying down too here. Oh.
I love that one. It seems a little bit more innocent.
Like, yeah. I like the beat up look. I don't know what that's about.
I do like the beat up look.
Sexy.
The little blue fingernail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then the third set of concept photos is this. These are very high end to me, very like seductive, high fashion. It's all black. Like all of the setting behind him is like pitch black.
Yeah.
And he's dressed head to toe in black. And he just looks stunning. Like the coat that he's wearing is fur, like black fur.
It's giving Black Swan.
It's giving Black Swan. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I see that. But he also has this retro microphone that he's holding. And oh man, you just see his like gorgeous, long, beautiful neck on full display while he's singing and playing around with this microphone. They put him on a couch again. Always got to have Jen on a couch. We're here for it. Yeah. And then you get more into these photos where he's got musical instruments around him. And it's just very, very luxurious, high fashion. Like he looks like a true model.
I agree with you. These are very much like the high fashion shots of the promos, and the ones that look like these are the very refined ones to put, like, you know, these are the ones that are going in Rolling Stone magazine when they write up about his album, you know.
Yeah.
This is like, I'm a serious artist, you know, I'm handsome and beautiful and artistic.
Yeah, his hair isn't as long as they are in the
This looks like his natural hair. Like, he's not wearing, like, the wig that he has in the other ones. It's more of just, like, his regular haircut, maybe, like, a little PC vibe with the bangs. But, yeah.
Just being worldwide handsome.
Yeah, just being worldwide handsome. These ones feel, like, more raw. They feel, like, a bit more, I don't want to say authentic, but they're just, like, more true Jin, maybe. Like, it's just, it's him and nothing else, you know. It's with, it's like less styling with like the accessories and everything.
I mean, he doesn't have a whole lot going on in the background,
he's standing out.
I think
what we said it made us think about too was like Louis Vuitton fashion show that he did with BTS, just like those types of shots. That's why it's giving so high fashion.
Very, very sexy, very, very handsome.
I love these ones.
One of him leaning on the speaker.
I really like that one too. I love the angle of his face that he's giving and how the light is catching him. It's hard for me to, and I like the one on the big black couch with the guitar next to him and he's kind of spread out. It's hard for me to choose between my favorites. I think this concept photo twos might be my favorite over the three, but I like the classic timeless feel of concept photo three.
I think the third ones are my favorite.
They're so good.
Because he just looks so stunning and handsome. Does look very and sexy. Stunning. Not that he doesn't in the other ones, but I don't know. Like, maybe, I don't know. It's all the black, I guess.
We'll post them all to our
story. We'll post them,
You guys can vote which ones are the best.
Yeah.
Anyways, those concept photos we felt like were a little bit informative about what maybe, along with the track list, what this album's going to feel like. So let's talk about the track list.
Yeah, so there's a total of 7 tracks, which is way more than we thought would ever be on this album that we weren't expecting. You know, we thought maybe it could be like a little mini album of like 4 songs or something of that sort. Mm-hmm. But no, it's like full 7 songs.
Was it Happy 6 songs?
Oh, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
We were just looking at it earlier, but I think it was. And so this one even being one more, Happy was 6 songs.
Well, yeah.
This one even being one more. I think the 7 is significant because BTS are 7.
Of course.
And they're all about to come back. This
maybe
is like
that's
the last major work to come out before they're all back. So
amazing.
I mean,
yeah, I love that pair. I love that connection. So of the 7 songs we have, Don't Say You Love Me, followed by Nothing Without Your Love, and then Loser, then Rope It, which, okay, you know, Rope It. Then we
rope
have,
what, you know?
Then after that, it's in Korean, but it translates to Journey to the Clouds. And then after that, we have Background. And then the last song on the album is To the Me of Today. So we kind of just want to talk about each of these songs and what we think they might be. I feel like these first 3 are so incredibly angsty. Don't Say You Love Me. Like, don't say you love me.
Right.
And then Nothing Without Your Love. Like, that is so pining. Like, I am nothing without you. Like, wow.
And also coming back to back from Don't Say You Love Me to I'm Nothing Without Your Love.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what are we
Make
going
up your
through?
Mind. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then followed by Loser, which to me is like peak angst.
Yes.
Like, I am such a loser. I love you, but I can't have you. But yeah, that's the vibe I'm getting.
Completely. I mean, of course, Jin in that song is going to be calling himself a loser in some way. You know, it's going to be like, I love you and I need you so much and I'm just this loser, you know, like, I just feel like that's so classic angsty.
Yeah. I feel like Loser might be the hit track. I could be wrong. The only reason why I feel that way. Does it say on here?
It says Don't Say You Love Me. There's a tiny little thing that says main track next to it. Yeah. So the first song on the album would be the main track that we'll get that music video for on album release date. But with Happy, we did get 2 music videos on only a 6-track album. So I'm wondering if we'll have more than 1 music video for this album too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, Loser, I guess I just feel like the title is so like to the point, straightforward, but it also has a feature, which is, Yena.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be curious to hear Loser, but I'm expecting like serious angst. Also, the O of loser has like a cross in it, like mm-hmm. a do not enter, like
right.
exclude this.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. The stylization of these titles is very interesting. Like in Don't Say You Love Me, the O is a heart. So I feel like, you know, is it going to be a real on the nose of Don't Say You Love Me, or is it going to be more of a true love song that then takes us into the more angst of like, nothing yeah. without your love, and then, you know, building into loser.
Yeah.
Where you're like crossing off.
Yeah.
I'm interested in Rope It. You kind of paused on it when you were reading that title. Like, what could that be?
What could that be?
I have no concept for what the style of that's going to be, or,
yeah,
you know.
Rope It.
Like, no what? Idea. Like, rope my heart, you know, like lasso it, like pull yeah. me to you.
Like, is he going to have a like a country-esque song that would really throw me off?
That would be, I don't, has BTS ever done anything country?
No.
I don't think so. It'd be the first one.
Has
I can't
K-pop
imagine.
In general? Like,
I there just, has to have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't imagine. Rope it. I mean.
I'm picturing it. That's all I can think of is like someone trying
lassoing.
To lasso. Yeah.
But maybe it's animal. Like, maybe it's like more romantic, like, you know, in It's a Wonderful Life when he's like, what do you want, the moon? Like, I'll throw up a rope around it and bring it to you, you know, like pulling the moon down to you. Yeah. Like maybe it's something
catching them.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have
like
to
pull
see.
You in.
The idea of a country style song sorry, is that so was, funny.
That was really off the wall, but
can you imagine?
No.
Put that permission to dance fringe back on. Add a cowboy hat right. and like let's boogie.
We'll see.
Oh God.
Yeah. Journey to the Clouds on the actual like tracklist poster. You see like. What looks like little tiny clouds. There's for sure little stars, but there's these little clouds that are very like cartoonish, yeah. animated, like a written cartoon, like a drawn cartoon.
Yeah.
They almost could look like little puffs of air mm-hmm. or even like a thought bubble kind mm-hmm. of thing. But I think they might be clouds.
Yeah. I don't know why Journey to the Clouds is giving me the visual of like at the end of Grease when they like take off in the car and like fly into the clouds.
Hell yeah.
And in Jin's last album, he was like speed racing that car all around town during Running Wild, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just like wondering if there's going to be an element like that.
Right.
And also these, you know, we're assuming these songs are like love songs, maybe a little angsty rocker, but it could be telling a story about like falling in love or getting together or figuring it out or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that Journey to the Clouds when they do come together and go off and ride off into right. the sunset type of thing?
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we have Background after that. To me, this could be anything.
Yeah.
Could it be a more personal story?
Right.
You know, like my background, who I am, you know?
Yeah.
Or could it be like an angsty vibe? Like I'm left in the background.
Be in the background. Yeah.
I'm in the background. Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Jin is always doing this, I think, even from his song Moon, of like, you're everything and I'm just a moon. You know, he's always putting himself
yes.
further away and placing himself as like, you are the most incredible thing. My world revolves around you and I'm just, you know, minuscule in comparison. So that theme could come up in this song too.
Yeah, that's very true. I love that concept. Mm. Yeah, just him being in the background, like putting us at the forefront. Yeah.
I know, but I love Jin also being like the most confident, I'm amazing, you know, person. But in his music, he really, you know, gives the listener the opportunity to like be front and center
yeah.
and to be like the point of his affection.
Yeah. Which is who is he is. Like, that's mm-hmm. just how he is. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And then To the Me of Today, I feel like this one has to be more sentimental, like a slower song.
Yes.
It sounds like a handwritten letter to himself.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, reflecting on who he's become and who he used to be. Oh, maybe Background is more about like who he used to be.
Ooh.
And then To the Me of Today is more
like who he is now.
Who he's grown into.
I love. I really
I would die for that.
I would die for that too.
Yeah.
I'm right on board with you with like handwritten letter style To the Me of Today. give me Jin's version of Dear My Friend. Like, oh, yeah. Give me that type of, like, raw, oh, like, yeah. Writing out, like, a personal letter to yourself. Like, come on. How incredible would that be?
Yes. Okay. Going off of that, let's go back to, like, the actual writing on the title tracks.
Yeah.
That background, it looks very, like, old school BTS, too, I feel like. You it know? Does. Like, the more... No More Dream kind of style.
I was going to say with the coloring, it looks like HYYH Part 2. It's like almost the exact color.
Yeah.
Which today, day of recording, 10-year anniversary of the release of Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part 1.
Are you talking about the Peak album? I'm talking about like how background is actually written.
Oh, how the word background. I was talking about the background color of this promo schedule is like blue.
No.
Like part two of that. Oh,
no,
okay.
Like the font.
Yeah, how the font, yeah, of background. It does look like old school classic BTS.
Yeah, like a little bit more hip hop. I don't know.
It does look more hip hop. And then, sorry, I didn't pick up on what you were saying originally.
I mean, background. Yeah. Background of the poster. I don't know. I could see the confusion. But... And then you look at the Korean writing for To The Me Of Today. It looks like a handwritten signature type of
Would not
Korean.
Be surprised if that's Jin's handwriting.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that would be cool.
Which I think goes along with like, okay, personal letter to yourself or about yourself type of theme.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I can't wait for this album. I'm very curious. Like every single one of these songs, like the just based on the titles themselves, intrigue me.
I agree.
I'm curious to know what they're about.
I agree. I feel as intrigued as I was when we were going through the Happy track list and it made us really hype for those songs. Like, what does Jin have in store for us? Because Jin is just like, I mean, this is the only individual work that we've ever had from him. So it feels like such an enigma of like, what is this going to be? What is he going to get us into?
Yeah.
And it feels like he could take it any direction, you know? Okay. So it is really exciting. I love the titles of these songs so far. I can't wait to hear them.
Yeah,
I can't wait to get that highlight medley and get a
couple
little taste.
And then, yeah, a couple days ago, we got that Eye Contact video that they released. And this is... What is so funny about this video to me is like, well, one, I love it just because you see gorgeous shots of Jin, but they are quite literally pieces like video footage of the three different concept photos that he did. So you see him in each one of those outfits where he's in the middle of the photo shoot and he's looking off in the distance and then turns to look right at you at the camera for the eye contact. So we get eye contact from him. It's like a montage of all of the different outfits he's in for each concept photo. It's
like
lovely.
We know that you die over eye contact.
Yes,
here
it's just like, he's like, I know you want me to look at you.
The one that particularly cracks me up with that concept of just he's in the middle of these photos and then he's turning to look at the camera for eye contact is the one that's from concept photo 2 where he's in the Tom Petty shirt.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, you could literally see him take the picture looking the other way. And then he looks over for the eye contact. It's just like so funny and so cute.
It is very cute.
But yeah, I love that he did this. How unique.
Yeah, it is unique. They know what we want. Eye contact.
It makes me think about Jin during concerts where he'll stare down the camera and do that big eye contact and then blow a kiss.
Give us
you
a
know?
Big old kiss.
Oh, he should have blown a kiss for us at the
I'm
end
sure
of this
he probably
video.
Did. It just didn't make the cut.
Yeah, what the heck?
Ah, amazing.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah, and then coming up this week, today we're going to get like an Instagram clip maybe, and then of course the highlight medley. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we have for the promo schedule, but we also learned that he's going on tour. And so this tour, the ticket sales are actually... like, what is today? Gosh, today's the 28th. The pre-sale code ticket sales are tomorrow, the 29th. And then general on-sale dates are the 30th. But we feel like all the tickets are going to be sold out by the 29th.
Yeah.
Before that general on-sale. We are just like, oh, also, there's going to be an online streaming for one of the stops in Goyang. So you could at least, he'll be at home in Korea for that concert and you could watch that online if you're not able to like make it to a tour stop.
Yeah.
But this was such a shock that he's going on tour. I think like the least expected member to tour by themselves.
Yeah. Like you would think Jungkook, right? Which there's a lot of speculation that Jungkook is going on tour.
Yeah.
Like when he comes back before BTS go on tour together. Also, lots of speculation.
This is called the hashtag Run Soaked In episode tour. So at first we were kind of like, well, is this like a tour, or is this like a variety show, or is it a variety show tour combo? And there's really not info out there yet, but it seems like, okay, this could be like a tour, like a regular tour, just because now he has two albums plus all of his solo songs to work with. But knowing Jin, I mean, thinking about like what type of tour is Jin gonna want to put on, we don't know.
I really don't know. I mean, it could just be that he's had his Runjin, very successful Runjin variety show that he's been doing ever since he's been back from the military. And they were thinking, what could we possibly name this tour when they have songs from Echo and Happy and just other singles to perform, like The Astronaut? What do we even title this? And like, what's unique to Jin? So like, there could be potential that it's just named after how they title the run episodes for him by saying hashtag RunSoakedIn _ep tour.
Right.
Like the episode is the tour.
Right.
But maybe he is going to incorporate some of the variety show fun in the concert. I don't know. That would be so unique.
I think so.
Yeah.
Honestly, like he doesn't have, even with these two albums, they're shorter albums, they're EPs. And then like with his solo work with BTS, that's not like a lot to build a whole concert off of. Even if he performed every single song, like think about J-Hope just went on tour. He had, you know, so many songs that he could choose from to perform within that set list between his albums and his solo or his BTS work. And I just don't think that Jin's personal discography is as deep. So it does make me think maybe he is going to work in some sort of like interactive element, or maybe some like other form of entertainment that's not the music, which I think would be so interesting. Definitely a different approach to a tour than we would expect. But I think it'd be fun.
Kayla, it makes me really want to go.
I know. We've already said we just can't go to this tour, unfortunately, because of just where the dates are falling, like with what we have going on this summer.
We're just not going to be able to make it work.
No. Between PTO for Bethany and then like Millie's birthday, my sister's bachelorette party, I'm moving to St. Louis. Like all of that's happening when he has American tour stops.
Yeah.
And we just went to J-Hope and like we got to be able to go to BTS when they come back. Like we got to have money and PTO for that at that point. So
we already and Hypen tickets went on sale too. We're not going to be able to make it to Hypen. Yeah. So we're just, I think, holding out for BTS. Mm-hmm.
But which sucks.
It sucks, but I think seeing that he has the online event, we're going to make a whole party out of it. Like we're going to have my sister and Caroline and some of our friends come over and we're going to watch the online streaming, and that'll be very fulfilling, I'm excited to get out our army bombs and just be here, eat some like Korean food, you know, I think it'll be really special. Of course, I'll miss being in person with him, but at least we'll get to see like, be excited, but like what songs he plays and what he does with fans. And
I agree. We'll get to enjoy it regardless, and we will make a special night about it and celebrate him.
And we'll cover it, of course.
Of course we will, because we'll watch it. And I think it was just like watching him on stage with Chris Martin and Coldplay and singing. I was like, this is really making me miss him and feel regretful that we can't go through this tour.
I'm sorry, Kayla, to pull this on you, but what if he performs Awake live?
Stop. Oh my God.
What if he does? I mean, he probably won't, but what if he did? Like,
what if he did?
We would be so mad at ourselves.
Yeah. It's fine. It's okay to live life with a little bit of regret. It like makes you a stronger person or something, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hate that you just put that in my mind.
I know.
You know what? Like,
Hearing him live performing Awake. Damn.
Yeah. That would be the whole reason to go.
Yeah.
If he performs it in Goyang, then we have time to like pick up some cheap resale tickets.
Somehow make it to and Dallas just, like, or make Tampa. A quick trip.
Yeah, let's go to Tampa. I have a cousin in Tampa. We could stay with them.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
He does have London dates. Or not London, but Europe dates. Yeah, sorry. London, he is going to London.
London and Amsterdam. So yeah. I love that he is doing a little European stretch of the tour. I think that is so awesome for European armies to get a little taste of BTS again. And since J-Hope was just there for like that one concert in Paris, and it wasn't even like his whole concert. So
yeah.
How cool. Yeah, it's going to be a... Also, I just love he gets to go on tour and he can perform Moon for fans live.
I hope
Since
so.
Since it was robbed from him, like, please. And everybody sing along. Everybody sing along with
Jin.
Oh,
they will. ARMYs won't disappoint.
No. No, we won't.
Yeah.
But yeah, he has 9 tour stops. You know, a little Asia leg. He has 4 stops here in the United States. And then he'll have 2 in Europe with London and Amsterdam. So... very excited. And I don't know. We want to see what he gets into with this tour. I hope more information comes out soon.
Yeah.
About like what I was really expecting, like a big hit announcement on Weverse of like, hello, this is Big Hit. Here's all about Jin's tour and what you can expect. Cause they kind of did a little promo for that for J Hope's Hope on the Stage. Like
they did,
before
yeah.
ticketing of like, here's what you can expect more. So
yeah.
I'm curious. But
me too.
Maybe tomorrow we'll get something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah. All right. Well, lots happening with Jin. It makes me happy that we covered Kian's B&B because we were like, wow, we've talked a lot about J-Hope. We should talk about what Jin is doing. And then boom, tour, album. Like, we're like, all right, let's go.
Right. I feel like we manifested.
BTS are coming back in like 2 months.
Literally, like less than that. Oh
yeah.
My God. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a month and a half at this point.
We could
have a countdown.
Wild. Yeah. Festa is around the corner too.
Crazy.
Here we go.
Amazing. We're gearing up.
2026.
We never thought we'd make it here.
Right around the corner. No, we did it.
We did it. We did it.
Yeah.
You did it. I did it. We all
they did
it.
ARMY did it.
BTS did it. Yeah, we've made it. We've almost made it through the darkness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, we're so excited for everything. All things Jin. Cannot wait for more of this album promotion, for the album itself. Of course, when it comes out, we will have to talk about it with you guys. So be looking forward to that. Let us know about what you're thinking about Kian's Bizarre B&B or, you know, Jin's album promo so far. What do you think about this track list? What do you think about the concept photos?
The concept photos, yeah.
We're dying over him.
Put it in the comments of this Spotify episode if you're listening on Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think. We want to say a special thank you to our supporters on Patreon, the VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so much for all your support. If you enjoyed this episode, like Bethany said, comment on Spotify, put a post in or a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. And of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for stanning BTS.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.